Councillors, community organizations and politicians in Saskatchewan and across Canada are rallying support for the communities of James Smith Cree Nation and nearby Weldon, and everyone affected by the September 4 mass stabbing attack that left 10 people dead and 18 injured. The provincial government has activated the provincial command, deployed victim services to the communities affected and added additional staffing resources, supplemented law enforcement resources with 16 staff from Provincial Protective Services, and offered the full support and resources of the province to the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations and RCMP. The province said social supports for the community area will be supported by Saskatchewan Health Authority's mental health staffing resources, Prince Albert Grand Council, and the local community. Others are also stepping up to help. In Prince Albert, the Bernice Says Center is encouraging people to donate supplies like paper plates, hand soap, meat, potatoes and bottled water to be delivered to JSCN to help with upcoming funerals. "As we are all affected, we feel we need to help," said Don Sanderson Robbins, who sits on the board of directors for the Bernice Says Center. "These things will be needed for the days ahead, and if you want to donate items they can be dropped off at the Bernice Says Center." Further south, from Regina, a group of volunteers with Warriors of Home Community Support has gone to JSCN to offer help. "We're just here to see what kind of support we can offer," said Warriors of Hope Communications Officer Shiloh Stevenson. "We have many of our volunteers that are grief and trauma counselors, social workers, and follow traditional ways, and our role here is to offer those supports." The Métis Nation Saskatchewan, MNS, has said it will provide crisis and grief counseling for Métis and First Nations families in Weldon and the neighboring community of Kynestino, as well as supporting efforts at JSCN. "We will help these communities and our First Nation brothers and sisters in whatever way we can through this extremely trying time," said MNS President Glenn McCallum. Other agencies and politicians have also promised help, with specific supports to come in the days, weeks and months ahead as the communities begin to bury their dead, and their urgent and long-term needs become more clear. "I've been in contact with Chief Wally Burns to ensure that his community's needs are met under their declared state of emergency." Association of First Nations Chief Roseanne Archibald wrote in a statement on social media. Patty Haidu, Minister of Indigenous Services and MP for Thunder Bay Superior North, said Indigenous Services Canada commits to supports being made available as quickly as possible. "Indigenous Services Canada is working with all partners to identify and mobilize supports that can be put in place," Haidu said in a statement September 5. "We will provide updates as more information becomes available." Many of the public statements also pointed people in need of support to the available crisis helplines. The Hope for Wellness line is available to support all Indigenous peoples, and can be reached at 1-855-242-3310 or at hopeforwellness.ca. Crisis Services Canada can be reached at 1-833-456-4566, and Saskatchewan's Crisis Line can be reached at 306-933-6200.